This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri versus Jeffrey Lynn Nichols, decided January 28, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals Western District. WD8686, State of Missouri, respondent v. Jeffrey Lynn Nichols, opinion filed January 28, 2025. Appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Buchanan County, Missouri. The Honorable Patrick K. Robb, Judge, Division 1. Gary D. Witt, Presiding Judge. Lisa White Hardwick, Judge, and Edward R. Ardini, Jr. Judge Jeffrey Nichols appeals the judgment of the Circuit Court of Buchanan County convicting him after a jury trial of one count of driving while intoxicated, chronic offender, and one count of driving with a revoked license. Nichols was sentenced to serve 10 years in the Missouri Department of Corrections for driving while intoxicated and 1 year in county jail for driving with a revoked license, with the sentences to run concurrently. Nichols raises 3 points on appeal, asserting, 1, he is entitled to a new trial based on a juror's failure to disclose that she knew a member of Nichols' family. 2, the trial court plainly erred in allowing the jury to consider evidence of his prior bad acts. 2 and 3, there was insufficient evidence to support his conviction of driving with a revoked license. Specifically, that he knew or was aware his license was revoked. For the reasons stated below, we affirm the judgment of the trial court. Factual and procedural background. The state charged Nichols with one count of driving while intoxicated and one count of driving with a revoked license. The evidence adduced at trial, in the light most favorable to the verdicts, was as follows. On the night of November 17, 2022, witness was on his back porch when he heard a loud screeching noise. He assumed it was a wreck or something, so he called 911 as he ran to the front of his house. He looked down the street and saw a black pickup truck embedded in the front porch of a neighboring home. The driver's side of the truck was up against the house. Witness ran to the truck to see if anyone needed help. Nichols was lying inside the truck on the passenger side, face down. The driver's side airbag had been deployed. The passenger's side airbag had not. Nichols opened the door and fell out of the truck. He stood up for 20 or 30 seconds, then fell back to the ground. A police officer arrived and found Nichols lying face down in the grass next to the truck. An empty beer can was next to the truck with the wreckage from the truck. Officer asked Nichols if he had been drinking that night, and he responded that he had. When asked how much he had to drink, Nichols responded, "Too much." Nichols was transported to the hospital by emergency medical services. At the hospital, officer asked Nichols if he remembered anything about the crash. Nichols said he did not. Officer observed that Nichols was sluggish, had bloodshot eyes, droopy eyelids, 3, and slurred speech, and was emitting an odor of intoxicating beverages. Based on officer's training and experience, he considered these signs of intoxication. The emergency room physician who treated Nichols also noticed that Nichols smelled of alcohol. A blood sample was taken at the hospital showing Nichols had a blood alcohol content of 0.232, nearly 3 times the legal limit. Nichols told the emergency room physician that he was in a car accident that night and he had been driving the car. At the conclusion of the state's evidence, the trial court read to the jury the following agreed-upon summary of Nichols' certified driving record. Nichols' driving sick license was revoked by the Missouri Department of Revenue effective June 8, 2010, and his driving privilege or driver's license had not been reinstated by the Department of Revenue on November 17, 2022. The jury found Nichols guilty of driving while intoxicated and driving with a revoked license. The trial court determined that Nichols had 4 prior intoxication-related traffic offenses and thus was a chronic DWI offender, a Class C felony. The trial court also concluded that those 4 prior convictions increased Nichols' charge of driving while revoked to a Class E felony. The trial court sentenced Nichols to serve 10 years in the Department of Corrections for driving while intoxicated and 1 year in the county jail for driving with a revoked license to be served concurrently. Nichols appeals, asserting 3 claims of trial court error. Point 1, juror non-disclosure. In his first point, Nichols asserts the trial court plainly erred in overruling the claim of juror non-disclosure raised in his amended motion for new trial. 4, relevant record. During voir dire, the jury panel was asked, "Does anyone know a member of the defendant Jeffrey Nichols' family?" No one responded to that question. Following the jury's verdicts, Nichols filed a timely motion for new.